It's time for What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Hi, Jacinda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Social media superstar. Surprised your sister at her wedding over there in the EU. And what did everyone say the EU, by the way? It was in Spain, wasn't it?
It was Spain.
Yeah. And lots of hits. God, lots of hits.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was... It made me weepy, so I thought I'd share it. And there you go. Only made me weepy because it was my sister, but apparently it made other people weepy too. So
imagine if all those hits and likes
turned into votes.
What could be turned into votes for the Labour Party? How do you do that?
That would be pretty sweet. If only life were like that. Although, hang on, if that would mean that the rule would apply for Blue English and spaghetti pizzas, so I don't think I would wish that.
Different thing.
Upon New Zealand.
To be honest. One thing's people find unusual, one thing's people find really heartwarming.
Yeah,
and it's not pizzas. Isn't the heartwarming one? I don't think.
No.
Hey, I was looking. I was having a look at these ads for New Zealand's most successful real estate couple, and it was actually you and Andrew Little. It turns out.
You know, I've long compared politicians and real estate agents for the way that we have to put signs up with our noggins. It's one of the.
This is why I don't think I'll ever be able to be a real estate agent because. Or a politician, I suppose, because, I mean, who'd look at the old have up there trying to be sincere?
It's not a part of the job that appeals to most politicians, putting your noggin around the place to have, cock and balls drawn on it and the like, but it's just most of the territory. Can I say that on air?
You've just said it. It's fair enough too, because it's a funny one though. But it's old school politics, isn't it? Billboards.
It is. Yeah.
So I should clarify for people who don't know what we're talking about. This is the Labour Party election billboards, I guess, which is the one that's going to be all over the country. It says a fresh approach, tick of a party vote Labour, and this picture of you and Andrew there, and just smiling, happy.
Well, it's kind of a little bit of my head cut off, but. On the top.
Okay, and I'm not saying you've been casual, but a T-shirt under a jacket.
Actually, not a T-shirt. No, but if it looks casual, I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, casual's okay because casual people vote as well. So that's what we're talking about. But it is a traditional part of the hoardings. You know, there's a certain time they can go up, there's a certain time they have to come down.
And Auckland are not allowed up until the 22nd, but in other parts of the country they are, so that's why they're out now.
And
they're up in Hamilton.
But there's a science to it, obviously, isn't it? The same way there's a science to those to the way that a real estate agent's ad looks. There's a science to the way that a political party ad looks as well. It's all about catching the eye, all about getting the point across, and the colours, the point, the face. You know, putting face to the brand
it's
being Labour.
Recognition, but look, no hoarding ever changed a voter's mind. So we know that. I mean, they don't change the way people vote, but they do let people know who's standing, and it's voter recognition and voter ID. So voter recognition predominantly. So. There's lots of other things that are much more important, but hoardings are traditional. We always have them. Certainly they tell people there's an election on, which is an important first step.
But we don't see the gorgeous bonce of Paula Bennett alongside the stylish chiseled features of Bill English and the National Party billboards. Why is that? So what was the choice? What was the reasoning behind having you and Andrew there?
I can't answer for National as to how they've made their choice, but for us it was about recognising.
It may have something to do with the amount of fake tan that Paula Bennett wears.
I couldn't.
Or Thin Lizzy or whatever it is she's got. This makes it. I mean, that's pretty rude, but I just do think it would be noticeable against Bill English's Southland skin. Do you think? Just something. This is my.
I don't know if I want to go there. Do I want to go there?
No, don't go there.
I won't go there.
It's just trivial and shallow, Mike. Yeah.
So we've done the two people bought is simply because, back in the day we used to put a lot of emphasis on the team. You know, anyone who's in a cabinet position is essentially running a government department and has a pretty hefty job. So we think we've got an incredibly strong team alongside Andrew, and we wanted to place a bit of emphasis on that. Because if you did behind, Bill English's team, some of those people, Nick Smith, for instance, I mean, he has been there for a very long time and everything he touches turns to effluent. So, in comparison...
Just to recap, everything he touches turns to effluent?
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. is the anti-Midas. All right, and so I mean, it's going to electioneering is going to begin very soon, but the
soon? It's already begun.
No, has it? So it become, I thought we were going to give yourself a day or two once you get back from Spain. But the there's some things that have sort of come to the fore. I'm interested. I know it's a heavy subject, but I'm interested to know what your thoughts and the Labour Party's thoughts are on getting this suicide rate down in this country, because it hasn't changed. And it hasn't changed. We're not allowed to talk about it, apparently. We're not allowed to write about it, apparently, because that'll cause more. But it just stays the same. It's more than the road toll. We have a massive, massive ad campaign all year long. Every third news evening's news report has a story about traffic on there and the road toll and being careful on the roads. But how do we get this? How do we get these figures down? How do we stop New Zealanders not realising that's worth being around tomorrow?
Well, I do think we should talk about it. And in fact, the law has changed so that reporting can change too. You know, the only thing now that you can't report really is essentially method, because there is some evidence to suggest that.
Fair enough.
But we should talk about it, because our rates are staggering. You know, one of the things that, you know, when it comes to youth suicide in particular, we announced, I think we talked about this a few months ago, that we want stronger youth health support teams in schools. And in every school, because actually decile doesn't, the decile of your school does not dictate whether or not there are going to be youth mental health issues.
But we don't have enough teachers, let alone mental health youth workers, you know.
Yeah, well, what we know is actually having a team of counsellors, and one of the problems we have at the moment is that counselling hours that schools get paid for is not ring fenced, so you can spend it on your deputy principal doing non-contact time as much as you could your counsellor. So there is room to do stuff there, but we also want to put a nurse essentially in every school, because that also plays a role in building a pretty strong team. Because some young people won't go directly. So many will, but some will maybe manifest with some other issue via a nurse that will then pick up that they need to be referred. So it's about taking a much wider view, though. We know that there's a link with family violence. You know, deprivation has an impact. We've got to look at the communities and the environment that our kids are growing up in as well if we want to make a difference.
Do you think there's some things that you're right? There's definitely a connection to domestic violence, and I think probably the figures came out probably just before you went away, actually, if I remember rightly, or just while you're away, the New Zealand Domestic Violence Clearinghouse, is that the name?
Yeah.
We spoke to a representative from there on this show, and the figures
they
are just stupefying. It's ridiculous, and it should be one of the top priorities of this country to be dealing with that immediately, and figuring out where the rot is.
Yeah, we've got a separate portfolio on that, you know, someone who's just, you know, speaks for us on domestic and family violence issues, because it affects everything. You know, it affects whether or not a child who witnesses that is then more likely to go on and be a perpetrator of violence themselves. It even affects a child's brain development. So the knock-on effects of family violence are huge. And so we should be really, really focused on that.
We need to be focused on it and on the actual, you know, if it's hitting, then we've got to stop the hitting from even happening, not dealing with it after it's happened, you know?
Absolutely. And there's many, many issues that we have with the system, but, you know, some of our stopping violence programs, we actually wait for people to end up in the justice system before they get referred.
Almost all of them are like that.
Yeah, there are some people who try and access that support earlier and can't get it, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What are the big points, you think, for the election coming up now? Are they the same as they were a couple of months ago?
I think that probably the extra one that's really started coming through, there's two extra ones that have started emerging pretty strongly that probably 5 months ago we wouldn't have thought. One is mental health. You know, I'm off doing public meetings down south with Andrew this week, and we've been doing them actually for the last few months. Every meeting when we raise mental health, people just universally respond to that as being something they're really worried about. So that's really starting to come through strongly. And so
why haven't you as a party realised that earlier?
Well, we've been really focused on health for a long time, health generally. We knew that there'd been significant reductions in services, that there'd been health cuts, that DHBs were struggling. We then started to pick up, actually, from some of the cases that we were seeing, that, that particularly, obviously, in Christchurch, but then we started seeing it more broadly. Yeah. So we started talking about it in public meetings, and that's when we started seeing the reaction. So we did pick up on it, and then it was a matter of just seeing whether or not other people's experience was the same as ours.
Right. And so what were the other things that you think?
Water quality is one.
Water quality, that's
also come through. Yeah. I mean, at first, obviously, specific areas, you know, Havelock North, obviously, have cared about it for some time, but it's the water bottling as well side of things that's really, for good reason, really frustrated people, because here we see that we have degradation of our rivers and lakes, and at the same time, here are these water bottlers coming in and paying nothing to the state, taking out this resource, and sending overseas for massive profit, and that just doesn't sit well with Kiwis. So, yeah, that's another one that's really started coming through.
All right, Jacinda, well, you can get back to your election area, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. thank you very much for talking to us. Jacinda Ardern, Deputy Leader of the Labor Party. You can see her alongside Andrew Little in those Labor Party billboards.
Catch you later.
Thank you.
That was What's Up with Jacinda Ardern.
Hear calling, start fear, feed faith, and right.
News headlines next. This is Guru by Lady Six, the Kareem Riggins remix. Kareem Riggins,
calling, start fear, feed faith, and right on.
It might actually be Kareem Riggins.
Get on up. Get on up in the morning. Start feeling right. Right on, right on tonight. Get on up. Get on up. Drink it on up. Get on up. Yeah. You can build your dreams and all the things that you can do. Listen to the voice inside you. Just so you know what to do.
Headlines.
Adam
Good morning. Coming up in the news at 9 o'clock. Industry experts say New Zealand buildings need better fireproofing in order to avoid a disaster. Ex-deputy leader resigns from the party. Bill English claims housing affordability is improving despite the disestablishment of many special housing areas. And US President Donald Trump announces plans to work with Russia on cybersecurity. Those stories plus weather and surf coming up at 9.
Breakfast with Mikey Haddock, thanks to Burger Fuel.
That's Yeremy with a song called Outside on 95BFM. It's 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. I'm just reading about a Carmo High School maths teacher who was at times drunk during lessons. Apparently that adversely affected the behaviour of the school kids and their abilities to learn.
What was their subject? Maths.
Maths. Drunk. Drunk. Which is, you've got to be pretty confident to get drunk as a maths teacher, don't you?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to remember.
A lot to remember, and you can't really fudge anything, can you? Because it's maths. It's pretty.
What about this teacher that I used to have at school? And my last the last class I had with him, we used to be badly behaved, fairly, and you know, and it was him. He was his name was Mr. Much. He's probably listening. And
up to much.
Never even made that joke. I quite enjoyed maths at that level. I quite enjoyed this class and talked through some things. Obviously, I enjoyed the talk, and he had enough of our talking. And last class, which he just went, you know what? piss off.
I love it.
And he yelled at us, and we all just, instead of, we just looked at him and went, oh.
I love it.
And we gave him the, oh. And just packed our bags, like, we don't need to be talked to you like that, thank you very much, and we left. And so that was my memory of him. And then I found myself after we were doing some TV, and we were doing a TV show over in the beautiful Cook Islands, Rarotonga. But I had a big night of DJing the night before. Three or four gigs, which is a big night of DJing. Hard work. Turned up at the airport feeling pretty volatile and pretty fragile, and ended up sitting next to Mr. Mitch all the way to Rarotonga.
How did that go down?
How are you, Mike?
Oh,
you good?
I got one of my maths teachers fired.
Fired? Lost?
Yeah.
That's a career change. Was it a career change? No, maybe just moved to another school, in the Catholic Church style. Maybe. Yeah.
Hey. I do appreciate teachers. I'm the child of two. I think that's why I was so mean to this one, because I didn't think he was doing his job properly.
We should pay teachers twice as much, especially the good ones. Get rid of the bad ones, pay the good ones twice as much. Same as cops, they should get paid twice as much.
Cool.
However, they need to go to police college for three times longer.
It's tricksy. It seems simple, but it's tricksy, but it's very true.
They tricksy. Need
more support.
Tricksy.
Tricksy. And then you won't have little shits like me getting their messed. Teachers fired.
But
sorry.
Then again, you know, if what's the allure of alcohol that says, why don't you have a little drink and then go teach those kids?
It just sounds like
the suckest day in the world.
You're having a hard day. Was it?
Mm. Yeah, but alcohol, that's the thing. Alcohol's a tricker. It's tricksy. Alcohol says, I'm a comfortable pillow for you to rest on. Really, no, I'm just a demon to claw at you and tear you apart and make you look stupid.
Well, as this teacher's found out.
Did you think it was funny at the end of the rugby when the captain, Kieran Reid, got that funny? They give them the funny cap for having doing 100. He played 100 games.
Did they?
And he had his kids on stage, and his son was screaming, ah! And his daughter was running around catching raindrops on her tongue, which I thought was so cute.
That's pretty great.
But it was one of those things where no one sort of stopped her, because she's old enough, she's young enough to just let her be a kid, you know, sort of thing. But she was actually disrupting the proceedings.
That's fine. You know, whatever, enough, Dad.
I know.
Whatever, Dad. Catching rain.
Yeah, exactly. When you get your bits, I think. Nick, I wouldn't be surprised if she was asking Neil deGrasse Tyson a question next night, to be honest. Here's a bank of Violent Soho. The song called Waco, which I guess must be something to do with Waco, Texas. Unless there's another Waco on their radar. BFM, good morning. A big shout out to Tom Cruise, who's sent one tweet saying, thank you to the amazing people of New Zealand. I've had a great time filming the next Mission Impossible here. That's nice he said that, eh? He didn't have to, did he? I wonder if they still got that rule where you can't look them in the eye if you're on set. It's apparently a thing.
Yeah.
Bend down and look them in the eye.
Jesus, Sophie! What have you done to the kitchen?
I'm grinding these potatoes so I can dip them in something inspired.
You do know Burger Fuel have tiny hash browns with Marmite aioli now, yeah?
What?
Yeah, and they're properly good. Yeah, smash browns.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Burger Fuel smash browns. Perfect bite-sized golden morsels served with their unique Marmite aioli. A perfect gourmet side to warm your food-orientated soul and give you warm, fuzzy feelings in this cold, cold time.
Sweet baby Jesus, BFM Super Rad Block Party B Street is coming July 29th and it's free as shit. Spaces curated by Friendly Potential, True School Hip Hop, Fully Explicit, Arcade Radio, Dubhead, Tina Turntables, Johnny, Dirtbag Radio, Hard Fast and Heavy, Psychic Glands, Border Radio, The Swap Meet, The Audible World, Metal Machine Music and Freak the Sheep. B Street, July 29th, K Road, free. Made possible by our sponsors, AUSA, Irvine's Pies, Skull Candy, Indomie Noodles and St. Kevin's Arcade. Cheers.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings at 8:15 on BFM Breakfast. Brought to you by Taddies at two locations, Ponsonby Road and High Street in the city. Fashion with Penelope Noir. Look and feel good.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Dude, why are we inside this hollow tree in Albert Park?
It's the only venue I could afford. Don't go. I'm about to start my show.
I'm the only other person here.
It's a very special show.
Stuck for a non-shitty venue? Thank the theatre gods for the Vic in Devonport. Hire their lovely bar for drinks or intimate live performances, or screen a film or take to the stage in the beautiful 180-seat Victoria Theatre. Whatever your venue hire needs, the Vic Devonport's got you covered. See thevic.co.nz.
Breakfast was a 3. A little too Neo Tarantino for my taste. You're a 5. Definitely. Satisfying plot twist. I like that crack in the cell door. Unexpected. Shows potential. That's a 3.5 for me.
So, what's your diagnosis, Doctor?
It's a compulsion to review, Doctor.
Really good. But that diagnosis isn't up to previous high standards. A disappointing 2 stars, but a hope for a return to form in the future. I think.
So you're saying that the patient reviews everything, Doctor?
Everything, Doctor.
That's a 5. Instant classic.
The Madman DVD review. Dr. Maria Walls reviews new releases from Madman Entertainment every Wednesday on Breakfast, only on 95 BFM.